Did you know porn addiction is on the rise for women? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Pamela Porter, whose addiction to porn made her feel depressed and dirty.
Wow. You know, according to a recent statistic, the percentage of women who view pornography has risen to 25%. And that makes that one out of every four women.
Wow. Man, that's, you'd normally think that that's more of a guy thing, you know? But one out of every four women. Oh my gosh. Why would that be?
You know, for me, when I think about that, I realize that there's also a rise in single women. Yeah. If we look at that, less people are getting married, and that can contribute to it. And the other factor is that more men doing it who want to bring their wife or their spouse, girlfriend, whoever, into the relationship of doing this pornography together, thinking it's going to add spice to their marriage or their relationship. For example, before I knew the Lord and I was dating someone, he brought pornography into the relationship. And it didn't do anything for me, but I realized, hey, I'm helping this guy out because for whatever reason, he needs more than what I have to offer, is how it felt, really. Wow. And so it didn't faze me that that was really like he was cheating on me. I mean, with his eyes, if you think about it, that now looking at it, that I realize that's just horrible that I was dealing with that and accepting it and saying, okay, go ahead.
Wow. So it seems like a lot of people are accepting more of that. Well, I know for me, that was a big addiction for me before I knew Jesus Christ. But the Bible talks about, and no matter male or female, that people should abstain from sexual immorality. And it is sexual immorality because it's not viewing one spouse. It's sex outside of marriage.
And you know, if you have an addiction, you can get rid of it by calling out to Jesus and filling that void. That's really what it's about. Let's hear from Pamela after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Pamela Porter, and she was sexually abused from the age 6 to 8 years old. As she got older, she hated herself. She felt guilt, shame, and wanted to commit suicide. Eventually, all of this turned out to where she became addicted to pornography, and we're going to find out how that affected her and how she got freedom. Let's welcome to the show, Pamela. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and share my testimony with someone else that may be struggling with the same thing.
Yes. So I understand you were just a little girl. You ended up going to church and you received Jesus in your heart. And at that same time, something horrible began to happen to you. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. As a child, I had a real love for God, and I understood a lot of things about him very early. And so I made a commitment to have Jesus in my heart. And around that same year, I mean, literally a couple months later, I started to be sexually molested by someone in my family. And it was a very confusing and dark time for me as a child because I didn't quite know how to explain what was going on, but I knew that something was happening inside of me that wasn't good. And to be an adult and now to be able to have the words to verbalize that makes you wish you could go back and speak for the little girl on the inside of you. But I almost feel like it trapped me in a box as a child, and I didn't know how to get out of this box. And it felt like the things that were happening to me were happening to another part of me. And it just became a prison. It became a prison in my mind and in my heart. And it started so young, and it went on until the age of 8 years old. Every time these encounters were happening, I really feel like more and more pieces of me were being locked away, not only from God, but from myself. And it was just very difficult to get out, even when I thought I wanted to tell someone or thought about telling on this person. There was so much shame already as a child as to why I would even allow these things to happen. And although it was a very dark time, unfortunately, my life would get more dark as time went along because of the secrets that I was holding on the inside.
Yes, and it was hard for you to tell anyone what was happening to you as far as being sexually abused. And it came out when you were 12 years old, but it didn't help the situation. It actually spurred you into addiction and hating yourself more. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times when you're struggling with addiction, there are a lot of lies you tell yourself. You say, well, maybe it's my fault, or maybe I deserve this, or maybe something is wrong with me. And so from the ages of 6 all the way till 12 years old, these were lies that were circulating in my mind and in my heart already about myself. When the molestation was exposed to my family, I kind of expected to be embraced with open arms and just kind of loved on and re-secured, if you will. But I really feel like kind of the opposite happened for me. And I feel like a war kind of started between what I thought was going to happen and what really happened, which was kind of my support system not really understanding why something like this continued to happen for so many years. I had a great support system. And so they couldn't understand, like, Pamela, why would you allow this to happen? You know, we love you. You know, we would have spoken up for you. And not really even being able to verbalize why I didn't tell. And so because of this, I withdrew further in myself. And a young friend of mine in school actually introduced me to pornography. And from day one, I was hooked. And it was like it spoke to something that was already broken on the inside of me. And I always kind of explain it as a matter of self-hate because I already hated myself. I already hated the things that had happened to me. And this just further confirmed that, you know, even though you do it and at the time you feel like, oh, this feels good, when it's over, the shame, the guilt, the hatred, and the revolt that your heart naturally has against yourself, it starts to reinforce this lie that you're not worthy, you're not worth saving, you're not worth rescuing. And really, that's kind of what it turned into for me was every time I did that act, it was re-solidifying that I wasn't worth saving and that what happened to me was my own fault.
Wow. Now, you were doing these things. Obviously, no one knew it was happening. And you were pushing away family and friends. And you had a lot of self-hate and even tried to commit suicide. Can you tell me about that?
So at the age of 13 was the first time I ever even had a suicidal thought. And it was just very simple. Take a bottle of pills, kill yourself. No one cares. I attempted it and my attempt failed. And then several times throughout my life, one time I walked out in front of cars hoping that someone would hit me. There was even a time where I got in my car while I was in college and I ran every red light that I could, just hoping another car would collide directly into me so that they could end the pain and the suffering that I was going through. And so it definitely turned into just hating myself. And it wasn't just in suicidal attempts outwardly, but I think it was suicidal attempts inwardly. And what I mean by that is almost the hurt part of me picking out the people that I chose to be in relationships with, the people that I know didn't really love me, didn't really see me. They just wanted me for my body, or they just wanted me so that they could get what they wanted. And I really had no one in my life that really could see what was going on. And with addiction, a lot of people say, well, you know, how did no one see this? How did no one notice? But I think you become a master of disguise. You become a master of many faces where people think you're okay. And it's in the privacy of your own home or in the darkness of the night where you're struggling with these inner turmoils and these inner demons that torment you and you cannot find relief. And so the enemy tricks a lot of us, and it tricked me into believing that I was better off dead. Wow. And I'm so grateful that none of my attempts were successful, but you lose hope in yourself.
Wow.
You lose hope in humanity because you are so scarred. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of people don't look at pornography and the act of masturbation as something that's scarring, but it is. We know that we're spiritual beings. And so even that act of sex is something that opens your heart up. And when you're opening up your heart to destructive ways or to ways that continue to confirm that you're not lovable, then it's very hard to find a reason to love yourself, let alone a reason to live.
And you know, Pamela, I understand at that time in your life that you really felt like God hated you and that he didn't want anything to do with you. And you felt like, I don't want anything to do with God because he didn't protect me. He wasn't Absolutely. There for me as a child. So I'm done. Good riddance with God. And it just seemed like the problem kept festering and getting worse. But there was a wake-up call for you at the age of 20 years old where you were in a fatal accident. People around you died and you heard the voice of God, and that was the start to your freedom. And we're going to hear about that on our next show. But there are people listening now who also need freedom, and they need to know that God loves them and they can get set free, not only from suicidal desires, but also from porn addiction, because you also got free. And we're going to talk about that. So we're going to pray for those who are listening, and we will have you back on our next show.
You know, porn is one of those things that really destroys ourselves. I mean, we hear it, it seems like it's an innocent act that doesn't really harm anyone, but it really does harm ourselves. You hear the story of how she got so filled with guilt and shame and just have one face in front of people, but then deep inside, it almost weakened her inside mm-hmm. with that addiction. So Father, right now, I just come to you and for all of our listeners, and maybe someone is right now listening saying, gosh, you know, that's me. I understand that double-sidedness where I feel guilty on the inside, but on the outside, I act like everything is okay. Lord Jesus, please bring healing on the inside so that we no longer crave these things, no longer want these things. So Jesus, right now, if there's someone who's listening saying, gosh, that's me, I need freedom from this. Jesus, we're asking you to set us free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praying with those who need prayer. So Jesus, we need that, Lord God, and set us free from these types of things. If anyone's dealing with that, and Father, I just pray that you would bring healing. And most of all, Jesus, we receive you. We believe in you. Help us, give us the power to be set free from these addictions. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God loves you so much. And if you're alive, he has a plan and purpose for your life. And if you really want freedom, call out to him and he will set you free. The truth sets you free. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.